at peace. I'm going to see it. That's my worst part. Here's the program. Do everything I say and don't you break one of them. Or, trust me, trust the one I sent, the Holy Spirit, and I'll give it to you. How do you see God? The life we want. How am I going to get the life? People are only here for a short time. Just a very short time. Every creaking time, every time my back creaks, I realize time is just getting a little more. Every football season, everything. Just a short time. You want life in this life? Or do you want it to always just be bitterness, anger, frustration, hurt? Or do you want life? You could try to work for it, or you can do it just like you received eternal life. Just trust Him. And Christians say, no, it won't work. It works at the cross. It works by believing in the one He sent, Jesus Christ. It'll work in your Christian life. Just trust in the one that He sent. Okay, John chapter 4. Good. We got time to get into this. John 4. Now, as we make our way to the Gospel of John, one of the things that we're going to do on the practical side of all of this is emphasize the personal relationships that Jesus Christ has with others. In other words, Jesus Christ, the person, Jesus Christ, is going to meet many people. In fact, I might even periodically take you to some of the other Gospels. But Jesus Christ is periodically is going to encounter people, individuals, all the way through His life. Now, what's going on? He's taking these people on a journey of faith, a very important journey of faith, to get them to walk by faith. People, most of the stories in the Bible are not about getting people saved eternally. I challenge you to go home and find 10 verses of any one person and getting them eternally saved. But there are chapters and chapters written on bringing people to walk by faith. Old Testament and New Testament. To just trust me. Just trust me as you were saved. Now, Jesus Christ, we're going to study all these little vignettes, if you please, these little encounters of Jesus Christ taking these people on journeys. Nicodemus, He's taken one on a journey. Now, He's going to meet a woman in chapter 4 at the well. In chapter 3, and we're going to do some comparing and we're going to start adding all of this, He took a religious person on a journey, and He had to use a certain way to do that. Now He's going to meet an immoral woman at the well, and He's going to use another way on her. Whole different procedure. And what I want us to see is the journey of faith that Christ is going to take these people on, and He's going to do the same thing with believers. Unbelievers and believers. Now, here's the thing that I want you to start realizing with me, is that Jesus Christ can only be at one place at one time. At the moment that He is with Nicodemus, He can't be anywhere else.